'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring. They didn't have any spoons, not even a mouse. He didn't have one either. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were snestled all bug in their neds, were bustled all snug in their beds, were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums exercised in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down our brains for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my chair to see what was the matter, and away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny sparkling yearlings. Reindeer, that is, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. He whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Barney, Barney. Here, Barney.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Donder, on Energine, Old Dutch and Ajax.
What do those last things have to do with it?
Oh, we're just trying to make a cleaning. Now dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away.
Broken record.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney came St. Nicholas with a bound. He was dressed in all in fur from his head to his foot. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. The stump of his pipe, oh, I can't read that there. And the smoke, oh, that one neither. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him. My wool underwear tickled. A wink of his eye, what a flirt. And a hiss of his tweet, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, the main reason women can't be Santa, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. Up the chimney he rose to his team, gave a whistle. I could have used that in my stocking, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And open your presents.
Well, I wonder what it could be.